I'm doing great. Just talking to you guys gets me hungry. That's our favorite eating spot on the tour. Oh, my goodness. We love coming to tour.
I hear you. I can imagine that's probably one of the favorites, too. There's so many options, too, you know, for sure. Look, man, one of the things that was interesting, and I said many options, there's options when you're looking for a head coach, and it's important, especially when you have a young team and a guy like Zion, Ingram, things of that nature. So it's an interesting decision. I keep hearing, and especially as you saw David Griffin this morning say, teaching ability, authentic human being. These are the things you see a lot said about Stan Van Gundy. In your coverage of him, how would you describe him?
Yeah, I think he hit the nail on the head. I would also add preparation. I would also add tireless worker. And I would add winner. This is a guy that's dedicated to his craft. No one works harder at it. No one takes more pride in it. No one will have his teams more prepared. You know, I know the big, you know, the big, you know, the big, the thing that everyone's the most interested in is to see how it's going to work with Zion Williamson. But, you know, I was here when he had Dwight Howard, and just to see him develop Dwight and to see that whole team come together, I almost was the perfect person to deal with him, because he doesn't, and not saying Zion is or was or would get any preferential treatment, but Stan treats everybody the same. If you are the best player on the team or you're the 15th best player, you are held accountable, and you are expected to go in, know your responsibility, know your assignments, and do your job. And he holds you accountable to that, but he also prepares you to do that. He puts you in the best position to succeed, and he'll take a look, he'll dive in, he'll assess everyone on the roster, and he'll come up with a game plan that'll be best suited for the Pelicans. But I think all those things are accurate. And very quickly into training camp, that team will buy in. And you'll see a big difference with the Pelicans next season.
Basketball IQ, as you mentioned, with preparation, that was something a lot of fans would call the show about and talk after games. And just not only that, but just kind of being held accountable. So it's interesting to hear that from that aspect. I'm really interested in going back to that 2009 team, though. It's been talked about a lot in the last couple of days around here as to maybe why it would be a good fit. Even the governor, Gail Benson, this morning saying he's the right fit right now for this team. He had Dwight Howard, as you mentioned, and surrounded him with shooting on the outside. What can you remember about that team and philosophy and how maybe we're going to see it in New Orleans?
Well, you know what's interesting is, you know, they, if you remember that 2009 Magic team, that was the first team to do this, spreading the floor, four outside shooters and one man in the middle, you know, a dominant big in the middle. And then dump it into Dwight, let him go to work, and then surround him with shooters. They were the first team to do that, led the league in threes for two or three straight years playing that way. They acquired Rashard Lewis, who was an all-star, and this is a guy that could have got you 20, 25 points a game, and said, we don't, you know, I apologize, but, you know, you're not going to be the guy here. You're going to be one of the guys. You're going to be a guy we're going to go to late. But he came up with a different role for him, and it was about sacrifice for Rashard, who was trending upward and was going to be one of the biggest stars in the league. And in our opinion, in Orlando, he still was, but just had a different role. Had a 6'10 guy in Hedo Turkoglu that could handle the basketball, that could make plays, that could score off the dribble. You have a guy with about that size, playmaking ability, and Brandon Ingram. And that could be, you know, I see the ball in his hands a lot. I see a lot of pick and rolls. I see a lot of him having to make decisions on the fly. We had Jameer Nelson, who was an all-star point guard for a year, now the all-time leader in assists. And you've got one of the top point guards in the NBA in Drew Holiday, and a guy that can shoot the three and is going to get after it defensively. So what Stan is going to do is he's going to start training camp, and he's going to say, here's the hierarchy. These are the two or three guys that are going to get all the shots. You don't like it? Too bad. This is how this works. And that's what he did in Orlando in 2009. He's going to go through Dwight, Rashard, and Turk. Jameer is going to get him when he has an opportunity, and other guys are going to have shots when their number is called, and you're expected to make them, you're expected to perform. But there will be a hierarchy, and certain guys will get the bulk of the shots, and the offense will run through them, and you have to make the most of your opportunity on the floor.
Speak with Dante Marchitelli at Dante Magic. The way to follow him over on social media on Twitter, covers the Magic Silent Report over there for Fox Sports Florida. You know, it is interesting hearing how things are going to go, and I think that's something sort of when you need with a young team. And also one of the things I think that is going to be fun to watch is you're talking about someone who wants to coach, wants to teach. you got to have players that are receptive to that, right? And I think when you look at the bumps in the road in his coaching career, or when he's been let go or didn't work out certain places, you have big players with big personalities. That's not where the Pelicans really are at that time. Even Zion's a guy that wants to be coached and is a guy that's a hard worker. That's what's being said about Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball, guys that come back after practice around 6 p.m., put in more time. I think if you can find that right marriage of a guy that's, you're saying, tireless worker, wants to teach, and then you got guys that are receptive to want to do that, it could be fun, couldn't it?
Oh, there's no question. You're exactly right. I think it's going to be a lot of fun there. And don't forget, you've got a guy in J.J. Redick that knows that can talk with anyone on that team and say how difficult it can be at times. It was very hard for J.J. to crack the lineup when he first got here. Yeah. And he had to work. He had to learn how to get in. You know, he had to learn how to defend. He became one of the best team defenders for Stan Van Gundy. He bought in. He learned his system. But that wasn't handed to him. J.J. had a lot of DNP CDs when he first started here. So I can't think of a, you know, it's great to have the coach set everything up, but it's even better when you have an extension of the coach, and J.J. will be that. I texted with him last night. He's very excited to be reunited with Stan Van Gundy. And I think for a lot of those reasons, he knows Stan inside and out. And he's a walking testimony of what it takes to put in the work, to hone your craft, to develop that skill and earn your opportunity to make the most of it. So he can help anybody, whether they're playing or not. And I just think that's such a valuable asset, not to mention what he can do on the floor. There's not too many better at it than J.J. Redick. So. He's a tireless worker. He'll quickly find out who's putting in the work and who isn't, and he'll
right?
make sure everyone's accountable. But I also think, and you mentioned the other stops and kind of bumps along the way, and I was here for one of them, you know, in Orlando. But I also think he's a very smart guy, and he's a guy that let that learn. You know, he whatever lessons there were to learn along the way, he will adapt, and he certainly knows that, and he'll take all of those lessons. Life lessons on and off the court with him down there to New Orleans, and I think I think it remains to be seen. But I think you're going to get the total package: a guy that has learned a lot along the way, and also so totally completely prepared. And I'm telling you, those guys are going to buy in. They're going to be ready to run through a wall for him. You get a little bit of success early, and then they realize it starts to materialize, and you realize, okay, we kind of have something here, and who knows what can happen.
Dante, one of the things that impressed me, just listening, we've been playing a lot of the cuts from the Zach Lowe podcast from earlier this summer before the bubble, and he broke down the Pels to where I'm like, okay, he clearly watches what we've been watching. And I think what's impressive to me is just sort of that ability to understand, and when you do step away, and it hadn't been that long, but still understand where the game is gone. I mean, from that 2009 team that you covered, that you were talking about with the big and Dwight, and seeing where the NBA is now. And when we spoke with David Griffin when he first got here, and he was like, man, I was a part of that Suns team, but we would be one of the slowest in today's NBA. I think the importance and ability of a coach to adapt to where the game is happening and how these players are coming out is just as important, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question. And you know, that's where that personnel is going to come in. He's going to cater that personnel to today's NBA. He certainly will adapt and has adapted. I mean, he adapted here in Orlando. You know, he's a defensive guy, and you had to defend, but there were times when you just were going to flat out outscore people because you had the firepower, and that would happen on those nights as well. So no, he will certainly make the adjustments and cater it to that. But listen, he's not just going to let guys shoot threes. He's not going to let everybody shoot threes for the sake of shooting. It will be detailed. There will be a game plan. There will be a time and a place, and there will be some leeway, you know, obviously for guys to make plays on their own. But there it'll be a pretty clear, defined structure, you know, that he will set up. But I will just tell you, from you mentioned the 2009. I mean, every single time this is what's going to be the most fun, I think, for Pelicans fans. Is Pelicans are up by one. Last few seconds of a basketball game, the opposing team has the basketball. He pulls out this index card with every conceivable last-second option that the opposing team could run, and every single time he nailed the exact one that they were going to run. I don't think anybody ever hit a game-winner on him because he had it dead. He had to play dead, and he knew exactly what the team was going to run. So I think that kind of preparation, I think Pelicans fans are going to be excited about. And, you know, I think of that 2009 finals in game two. Everyone remembers the pass from Ido Turkoglu to Courtney Lee. He missed the layup at the buzzer. 3/10 of a second left. You know, at the time, sideline reporter, my head is in the huddle. I'm seeing the play that he's drawn up, and I talked to our play-by-play guy at the time, and I said, "This is unbelievable. This has got a chance. You've got to wait till you see this play." And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, go online and look at it. That 2009 game two of the finals, a perfect, perfect backdoor lob from Ito Turkoglu to Courtney. Mm-hmm. He just mishandled it a little bit and missed the layup. But those tireless preparation, they will go over all of those late game scenarios. They will cover everything tirelessly, and you're going to see a very, very prepared team. They're young. They're young. Not to say there won't be a lot of mistakes along the way, but it won't be for lack of preparation.
I'm telling you right now, in your 9.5 to 10 minute interview, you have Pels fans, at least me, ready for January, because you're literally describing the things that we kind of wished for and we're hoping for during games. In the final 60 seconds here, Dante.
Well, and I'll tell you this real quick. Uh-huh? If there's a minute restriction on Zion, it'll coincide with the final few minutes of the game. I'll tell you. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you would think you would probably plan it better, right? Look, I just kind of want to touch on his personal, ability to what kind of person he is. You keep hearing that a lot. And I think the importance to relate to today's NBA is just as important, because if there's a thing or two that you see on Twitter or a host here in the city, it's his age and things of that nature. In your time covering him, you have any doubt that not only can he relate to today's NBA player, but be somebody that people can, you know, want to be around and maybe bring in free agents?
No, not whatsoever. I think the relationship that he has with his players, there's a lot of former Magic players that still live here in Orlando, Quentin Richardson, J.J. Redick, who's still playing, obviously, there in New Orleans, and a lot of Marcin Gortat. These guys are all in touch with him still. There's still a relationship. They still have a lot of communication. We've had events here in Central Florida, and Stan has asked a lot of his former players or players that he's met, you know, mutual acquaintances through the NBA, and they've all come. I mean, there is still the relationship. The relationship outside of basketball continues. So for that reason, I can't see any way that wouldn't continue. He has a way to relate to players. He has a way to get them to buy in. They believe what he's doing, and I think you'll quickly see that. And then it materializes to some success of one of the young bright spots in the NBA. Future free agents are not going to be a problem for New Orleans whatsoever.
At Dante Magic is the way to follow Dante Mazzatelli over on Twitter. Fantastic info, man. Thank you so much. Sideline reporter for Fox Sports Florida. We might be calling you every now and then to kind of chat back and forth. Good insight and stories, though. Appreciate your time today.
I'm ready. I'm ready anytime. I appreciate it. I learned everything from Daniel Salison. I was his intern a couple years ago.
Okay.
You guys got a good one down there. You got a good one down there in New Orleans. And we're happy to see his progress. But, hey, we're happy to follow you guys and see how this goes. And I'm always here if I can help in any way. Take care.
Yeah, for sure, man. We're the home of the Pelicans. So we'll be chatting with you, man.
You got it. Take care. Good to talk to you.
Yep, for sure. There he goes.